Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He was the Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now with Hooks.
Welcome back to the Morning Hookup. The doctor has arrived. Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Drilled it.
Crushed it. Said it right.
Done. Said it right.
Nice job.
With pizzazz.
Classic pizzazz. Hooks on a Friday.
By the way, as we're keeping up with the Ryder Cup and things like that, it hasn't stopped for Patrick Cantlay making every putt imaginable. They're still four up with like three or four to play. He just made like a 10-footer for par, center cup, to have the hole.
Nice.
Like, it doesn't stop.
Danny, watch Ryder Cup. Are you into it?
I do enjoy watching golf. I just don't catch it as much as I should, right? Okay. But the Ryder Cup is one that I'll keep track of where we're at. And then by the time Sunday rolls around, I'll typically have it on.
It's just different.
Yeah.
You get the ordinary sports fans into it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Nah, but I try to catch some golf tournaments on the weekend. My dad likes watching golf a lot, and so if we go over to their house for Sunday dinner or anything with the kids, I'll end up wandering my way over to the living room with him.
It's good nap time.
Yeah. One thing I do have to point out today I can't miss, okay? It is Surgical Tech Week. So
here it is.
Shout out to all my surgical techs at all the hospitals and surgery centers and everything. They are the people behind the scenes who actually know the correct names of the instruments, okay? Yes. We'll make up random names because that's what we're used to saying, but they actually know what they really are, and they're invaluable for what they do.
Can you give me the wrench?
Yeah, exactly. I need, or lots of times it's honestly just like hand motions because I can't get it out of my mouth in time, and so like... my hand will just be floating in the air doing like a scissor move, but that could mean like seven different things, and so they'll know based on what I'm doing what they need to
they
give
know,
me.
Right? They know before you know, don't yeah. they?
Oh, 100%.
They know before you
know. Yeah, yeah. A good surgical tech is invaluable. So
awesome.
Happy Surgical Tech
happy
Week.
Happy Surgical Tech Week. Awesome. Good stuff there. That's for you. All you invaluable people out
thank
there
you.
Behind
thanks.
The scenes, the thankless job, it sounds like.
That's right.
Right?
But that's
now
right.
you're getting a big thanks from Dr. Dane Todd. Dane, before we got a lot to get to, we're going to talk Huskers. We're going to make our picks. We're going to review our NFL picks from last week.
I bet I crushed it.
Well, we'll take a peek at that. We'll get there.
Am I still winning, though?
No. We'll get there.
Oh. Wow. Ooh, no. Boy.
Hooks is colluding.
There's a new clubhouse leader right now. There's a clubhouse leader.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Hey, let's reflect back. Nebraska goes down to Oklahoma toe-to-toe with number three in the country.
That's right.
Give me some takeaways. Obviously, the elephant in the room is the special teams and things like that. But, you know, the thing I want to ask you about that is the point I was bringing up. It's not so much it's missing the kicks for sure, the points being left on the table. It's the momentum. Okay, I want to ask you this because second half, we drive down. Open the drive up. Good second half drive. It stalled. You have a 32-yard field goal.
Right.
You come up zero.
Yeah.
As an offensive unit, how do you feel? Like, you're not mad at that person, but what is the feeling like when you go back to the sidelines?
Oh, you're just, like, deflated when you go back. But on the other side of things, too, the defensive unit, okay, now they're planning on, let's be real, okay, they're ready, right, in little air quotes, okay, but they're also sitting there fully expecting a kickoff to happen.
Yeah,
and then
got a little extra time.
We're going to be ready to go. And
got a commercial break coming up.
Oh, by the way, sorry, guys. We just missed a field goal, so now you're immediately on the field. So, yeah. It's a big momentum.
And though. You're starting in a different field position than you would anticipate.
Right, exactly. And so it's just, yeah, Converting kicks is important. Obviously, you can talk about that ad nauseum. Garrett Nelson this week had a wonderful quote in the paper where he just said, listen, we made mistakes too. You can't blame one person for the loss, nor should you. And in reality, right, like Culp comes out and nails a 50-yarder, mm-hmm. okay, and misses a 51-yarder by 6 inches?
Yes,
right?
By much.
He goes 6 inches to the left, and next thing you know, you've hit two 50-plus-yard field goals, okay? Yep. And so, you know, it's, you know, I feel for the kid because it's hard, right? And especially in the kicking world, you know, you just get in your head about things and it's got to be hard to, mm-hmm. because you're just making micro adjustments and overcorrecting potentially.
Who was the kicker when you were on the team?
So I kind of had a hodgepodge of kickers when I was there. One of the, Josh Brown was there when I was a freshman. And then we had Sandra DeAngelis did a little kicking, I think. And then Jordan Congdon when Callahan Congdon. Was there before yep. he transferred to USC. Alex Henry was a freshman when I was there and wasn't actually doing the kicking yet. But yeah, we had a few guys who kind of rotated through. We didn't have really the marquee guy aside from Josh Brown.
Gotcha.
And then, but the punter was we had Kyle Larson and Sam Cook.
Okay, yeah.
Sam Cook is
16.
He's on the Tom
league.
Brady plan.
16 years in the league.
So yeah. I'm curious, and I know I'm asking you to remember a lot, but like during that time, did any of them go through? No, I mean I know.
You know, I don't remember anybody getting kind of the, I don't know, I'm going to use the term the yips, right?
Okay,
but
yeah.
I don't remember anybody getting that. But, I mean, Jordan Congdon, he couldn't kick the ball 40 yards, right? And so that was part of the issue, right? Huh. Like, you had to be on the 20-yard line in order to be able to kick a field goal or even try one. So, unfortunately, like, it just, and if and in those situations, too, that's also super demoralizing for an offense also because you have to make it so far in order to even attempt to get any points on the board that if you're like, well, man, great, basically any other team in the country can be kicking, at least trying a field goal right now. We've got another 20 yards to go.
Knowing how the kicking game has been in Hooks, you kind of, you know, you were probably a little serious about it, but you might have been joking about it. Like, how far into a game until you realize the kicking game is struggling to where you go for two, you know?
I mean, you pull out the Oregon plan.
I mean, what about that dude who was the high school football coach down in Texas who was beating everybody by a million points, mm-hmm. who always goes for it on fourth down, and always onside kicks, never punt.
And
you know,
he's got like multiple
never
state,
kicks a field goal.
He's got like multiple state
always goes for two. Yeah, and now he's coaching a small college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same thing.
Same thing. Honestly, I think there's something to it. I'm sure stats nerds would tell me, you know, different things. But I think there's something to it. And at some point, you got to just say, you know what? We're just going to go for this and just make it happen.
Yeah.
Because what's the difference if you miss the field goal and you're on their 35-yard line, but or you come up short on fourth down and now they've got the ball on their 34-yard line.
Well,
like, it's the same difference to me.
I think it becomes a mental thing, first of all, for Culp right now. He just got to keep kicking, man.
Yeah.
Got to keep kicking.
No, and we're not ragging
back.
On Culp
no,
at all.
Not at all. I've never
cannot
been
kick
there.
A field goal.
No.
I cannot kick it from here to this door, right? And so I'm not ragging on the kid at all because he's been a good kicker.
Yeah.
It's just things are not going right now.
No, I think the hard part for that, too, is on the coaching staff.
Yeah,
because now, like, I think they'll line them back up. Let's say if you got 45 to 50 mm-hmm. in a game at Michigan State coming
100%.
Now you're like, ugh, I don't know what
homeboy just hit a 51
yarder. He just crushed one. So I hope I'm hoping
I'm
the
still
best.
Putting him out there, right?
Yep.
Although
you have
to.
I think he. But guys, I said this earlier in the day. I said, here's the deal. I'm assuming he's better than the backup.
Yeah. 100%. Like, we talk about that all the time. Guess what? The reason he's playing is because he's better than the next guy.
And unfortunately for that young kid, was he at Ord, the freshman that came in?
Yeah.
He had no chance when Piper got blown off the line
right.
in that one, right? So, I mean, it's not just the fact, sorry, I called him out, but that's
right.
That's part of the gig, too. If you look at a couple of those field goals, one the extra point, the other one, it's happened a couple of times in the same game where you got blown off the line.
Yeah.
And that's a that's in your vision. Like, you see that, right?
Yeah, no chance. Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I will say this about that the Oklahoma game, though, right? Like, I think we can all agree that aside from the kicking game, it's the most complete game that we've seen Nebraska play thus far, right?
Yeah.
And if we can somehow do that every single week, we're going to win a lot of more football games this year, right?
How do you do that? Because there's a lot of anxiety in me, I guess. We've had the optimism before.
Mm-hmm.
We had it last year. We got out of Ohio State. We're like, all right, mm-hmm. see a little bit. You just did it again.
Yep.
At Oklahoma, at a different level.
Yeah.
Like, I think at times, maybe you were the better team.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We were the better team for a good portion of that game.
And you had the better quarterback performance.
Definitely
on that
had
very
the better
day,
quarterback
right? on that day. But how do you translate that, the letdown? Because Garrett Nelson talked about that, how, if you heard, saw his interview, but mm-hmm. how this little symbol is starting to piss him off.
Yeah.
How do you, because and then I think if they can get over the hump, it can take off.
Right, 100%. I do think it can. It's about consistency, right? Like, you just have to be consistently good and consistently do your jobs. And that's the difference between a really good team and a bad team, right? Mm-hmm. Is that if you consistently protect the quarterback, if you consistently make tackles, if you consistently kick the ball well, then all of a sudden those close games go your way as opposed to mm-hmm. somebody else's way. And so as long as we can just keep building on that, and here's the thing. Like, I know we haven't really played anybody this year, right? Okay. We played Illinois, which turns out that we just completely did the opposite of consistency. We played Fordham, right? We played Buffalo. In Fordham and Buffalo, right, you play in those games, and we're just plugging away the entire time, mm-hmm. right? And we were talking about this after the Buffalo game, that there were a lot of people who picked us to lose that game,
yes. Right?
And we're sitting there, like, and it's not even a game the whole time, right? Because they're getting more consistently doing mm-hmm. things right. And then it all comes together for Oklahoma, again, aside from special teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that there's the steps are in place, right? Like, you can see the process starting to happen more so than we did 2 years ago, right? Like, 2 years ago, you really couldn't see the process happening at all. Now, it's happening. And so there's reason to be optimistic. Does that mean that I think we're going to play that way every single week this year? No, I still don't think we're going to.
No, it's a grind.
It's going to be a grind still. And I still think there's a chance we drop another game we're not supposed to. But I do think we're going to win a game that we're not supposed to also.
And we know how we can. I mean, Adrian, for the first time, I think we saw him make some really big throws.
Yep.
On Saturday, and that's how I think Michigan State's going to make him beat them. I mean, that's how any team makes us beat them, is make Adrian throw it.
Right.
Now that we saw Oklahoma use the spy action, you know, people are going to do that too. So Adrian has to have two good performances in a row, which, I mean, it's been a while since we've seen that.
Right, without a question. And I think it's helped, though, that it seems like the running game's opened up, or the running playbook has opened up. Yeah, we didn't gain a ton of yards against Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
But when we're doing things like those options and the sweeps and also running the ball up the middle, and there's more variety. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I don't recall seeing during that game that I'm happy about, I don't recall seeing that swing pass. Did you guys see that?
No.
Right? Not even really swing, right? The throw it into the stands and hope that somebody will get a yard out of it pass?
No, I mean, we saw Ramir, you know, catch a few, just, but it was in the flat and
right,
swing.
But that's a check down.
Yeah, it's like a sweep.
Yeah,
it worked
great.
Yeah,
exactly, but not like,
no,
not
it wasn't
that
a swing.
Bubble screen thing.
No, yeah. No, those are gone.
None of
those are gone. I thought it was beautifully called last week.
Right, I thought it was great play calling, and honestly, I talked to some other people, and obviously I have patients come in, and they talk to me about football all the time, but the one of them said something interesting. He said, you know what, that was the first time I've watched a Nebraska game all the way through and haven't turned it off in a couple of years. I was like, that's because it was a great game.
It was a great game. It was well done, well played, and it's got to duplicate.
Yep.
And clean up. Continue to clean up.
That's right.
Yeah, penalties will make us lose again.
Yeah, the O-line on that opening drive was honestly, like,
rattled,
maddening. I'll tell you, nerves. It was total. I'll be honest with you. I bet you they were just so excited to be out there and fired up to go that they just lost their minds on those first two plays, and that's what it was. And
one of them had a fly in their helmet.
Yeah, Juergens with the with the personal foul,
come on,
unsportsmanlike.
Man,
I'm like, dude, okay. If they'd have blown the whistle a second later than they did, okay. Now, don't get me wrong, Cam. Like, you buried somebody, okay? But that's what those linemen
You're
do.
You're taught that.
That's what they do. Oh, I knocked you down. Now it's time to jump on you, right?
You're taught
that's
that.
What they're supposed to do. And so I feel bad for the kid he got that call. I feel bad for us that he got that one. But, I mean, I can understand why they called it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that's what those fat guys are taught to do.
Yeah. Even Gus Johnson said they on air he apologized to Cam for doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's what he's supposed to do.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Michigan State, get predictions, and then we're going to go through our college and NFL picks after the break.